And turn to responsive reading number 773 in the back of the hymnal, please. And we are going to read responsively the actual words of Jesus in regard to what we are about to do. I'll see if I can find it here. Here we come. All right, thank you. I will read the light print, and would you respond by reading the bold print, number 773, the Lord's Supper. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you.
That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying,
"This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
And so we are gathered here, not just because Jesus commands us as his followers to do so. We mainly are gathered here to do this because we believe that the emblems that he's asked us to take actually do represent in reality his real body and blood, which were sacrificed to pay the price and the penalty of our sin and to redeem us from it for eternity. Sometimes people have told me, "I don't feel worthy." Is that what Paul's warning me against? No. If you don't feel worthy, you're probably in need of this service. To be taking this unworthily means you know that there is cherished sin in your life which you do not intend to turn away from, and to go ahead and take these emblems of deliverance from sin would be a mockery under such circumstances. If you feel your need of Jesus, his cleansing blood, his forgiveness, his righteousness, then this service is for you and for all of us. Today, we're going to have prayer as Jesus did, gave thanks in that prayer before the breaking of the bread. And so we're going to ask the congregation to remain seated in a posture of prayer while the elders and deacons kneel, as first Brother Laspey and then Brother Haynes lead us in prayer.
Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, it's with humbleness of heart that we all bow before you now. All of us are acknowledging our sinfulness and weakness, and we praise God for the gift of your Son. And now, Father, we pray for the bread, which represents Christ's broken body on our behalf. The suffering, the trials that he went through, show how deeply you love us despite the condition we are in. So we thank you for Jesus Christ and his broken body. And as we partake of this bread now, we ask that you bless it. May it nourish us, not physically only, Father, but may your spirit nourish us and draw us closer to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our gracious and loving Father, we're so thankful for the sacrifice that you have made for us. that you have not left us alone, but that your blood has covered us and will save us at last, that we will be ready on that glad day when you do come in the clouds of glory. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to those ends, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
You can go ahead and break the bread. Yeah. You go ahead. All right. As you partake of these emblems today, if you'll meditate in your mind and try to picture what went through the heart of our Savior in making this commitment for our salvation, we're not only amazed at his willingness to take on that suffering, but willing to take a risk and have an eternal separation because of our sin. And so think about that, the cost of your salvation, my salvation, and the appreciation that we need to render in serving our Lord and our Savior as a result. the words of Jesus, he invites us to share in the symbol of his broken body. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Paul then tells us that in the same manner, Christ took the cup and said, this is the New Testament in my blood, the new covenant, the symbol of that, which is for the remission of sins. And then he said, all of you drink of it. Amen. As did the disciples at that first Lord's Supper, we will sing a hymn. Let us take our hymnals and turn to hymn number 330. And may it be the prayer of our hearts to our Lord that we will consecrate ourselves in response to his commitment to us.
Would you stand with me as we sing, and let's sing the first, third, and fifth stanza.
Invite you to remember that it is our custom to give an offering to the poor and the needy. At this time, there will be some ushers at the door to receive your offering in that respect. Heavenly Father, we've come here at your invitation. Our hearts are filled with the joy of our redemption as we think about how you have made that absolutely guaranteed. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us faith in our hearts that will translate into loving service for you and greater obedience to your will. And we pray that you will send us forth now as ambassadors, as emissaries, as reflectors of your love to a world that needs to see you and know you in a greater way than ever before. We look forward to the fact that you told us that you would eat and drink this again with us in your Father's kingdom, and that we will be able to sit down with you at that great supper, that supper table where the Lamb, you the Lamb, will preside, And we'll be able to celebrate the fact that that is the final victory that you have given your life for, that we might be with you in your kingdom and we might be with you there forever. Do go, as we go our separate ways, may your Spirit go with us and fill us and lead us and guide us and help us to translate your righteousness into our service is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated as you are dismissed.